You may feel responsible for a person's treatment and attempt to take charge of the situation, like Maggie shared in her story. However, there are some things you should not do while supporting people with disabilities. The consequences of doing these things may result in further harm to the person, including stress, anxiety, abuse, and financial exploitation. Don't impose your values or beliefs on the person. This is not your life or your home, and you should not try to make them be like you or believe the same things as you. You are responsible for supporting them and assisting them in their course of recovery from hoarding. Don't dispose of their items without legal authority. You may think that you are throwing away garbage or junk that the person does not need. On the other hand, they may feel that those items hold value and do not want to dispose of them. When you dispose of a person's items without their legal authority, you are likely committing one form of financial exploitation or abuse in the form of maltreatment. Even if the person's family asks you to throw away their things, you cannot, because this is a violation of their rights. Don't force the person to clean or organize. You may think that this would be helpful, but remember, it actually may have the opposite effect, causing more anxiety and distress. Don't keep bringing up the topic of hoarding or hounding the person. This may lead the person to isolate or withdraw into themselves and not develop a trusting relationship with you. Don't go into a fix-it mindset. The solution to hoarding is multifaceted, like we just learned. It takes time, support, and many layers of intervention to help someone find success against hoarding. Simply cleaning or organizing to fix the situation will not be effective.